It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, I believe, in civilized Switzerland. We will find out by saying Happy New Year. Hello, Mirella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Yes, Happy New Year to you and to everybody that is listening to us from Switzerland. From the top of the mountains today, conversation about Europe on this beginning of the year. So I will begin with France, because as you know, Jill, Macron's New Year speech was followed very attentively by everybody in France and outside of France because of the unrest that took place at the end of 2018. And I think it was a very interesting speech because it was a mixture between taking a stand and reaffirming the fact that he will continue to implement reforms and he will continue to try to improve the situation in France. But at the same time, it was also an acknowledgement that things have not gone completely right and that many people need help in order to have a more satisfactory and decent life. So what can we really pick out of this speech? A few points. First of all, he did not name really the gilets jaunes, the yellow vest. While he was speaking a big deal about them in many ways, he did not name them. He, as I said before, said that he would try to put order and contain disorder in France without complacency. He warned the hateful mobs that are behind the yellow vest, while he's making a real, very clear difference between the people who truly think that some changes need to be made in France. Others are just using the yellow vest movement in order to be extremely hateful and to spread messages against Jews, against homosexuals, foreigners, politicians, police officers, everything that actually should be protected. And another very important point is the fact that he also warned French people against fake news and anything that is not real or true online. And he promised to tackle the issue. And I believe he's working on certain laws that would allow the government to take fake news away from all this online posting. I guess this sounds like a little bit of a useless war because, as we all know, while you maybe take away some fake news on one side, another side is opening up. So this is to be taken with a little bit of caution because it's easier said than done. But there is definitely the will to counter fake news and to be able to actually do something against it instead of just complaining about it. He also acknowledged the fact and was very critical of the actual ultra-free market capitalism, which he thinks that should be more transformed into a responsible form of globalization in a protective Europe. And that would mean basically, while keeping doing some reforms, it would also mean that people that are more in danger would be more protected in a system that is sometimes really very ruthless. He was clear, though, about the fact that this situation in France is decades old, clearly making the point that while he might be responsible for certain aspects of the actual crisis, he is not responsible of what happened the last 30, 40 years. And this has been an accumulation of factors that led to this very difficult situation now with the yellow vest. He said that it's not realistic to, one, work less, two, earn more, three, cut taxes, four, increase spending. So this, of course, is not going to go very well with the yellow vest, but he, in a way, is the kind of president that wants to improve things and acknowledge mistakes. He certainly did some, but he also wants to remain realistic, and big presence cannot be made overnight without France making also a major effort in on many levels. That was the speech in France, and I'm going to link it directly to the speech of Chancellor Merkel in Germany. She was maybe less under stress than President Macron, because of course this yellow vest movement has been a real strain on him and on France and on France structures, and it's by far not finished. And while Angela Merkel has had her own problems and also acknowledged the fact that there is a big political divide in Germany, she also wanted to send an optimistic message in terms of Germany taking on more responsibility, especially now that the relationship between the US and Europe is a little bit tense. Also, she warns that climate issues, terrorism, and migration cannot be solved alone. And she definitely would like, at least, to the world to collaborate on these issues, to find global solutions, as individual countries cannot do that on their own. She also would like to increase humanitarian aid and development aid, which is by all means a very, very intelligent way of tackle the issues that we are all facing all over the world, as migration, for example, is very dependent on the situation in every single country. Humanitarian aid would be the immediate aid, of course, but development aid is maybe one of the key aid, and would allow countries to strive on their own at one point, making these huge migration waves less necessary. Considering the let's say the social and economical aspects of countries, obviously now the climate issues are some that are the most difficult to tackle, because that doesn't really depend on development aid, but more on global action against climate changes. And as we all know, this is an extremely complex matter when it comes to coordinate efforts all around the world. The only point that I found a little bit more scary in her speech was also her wish to have more money put into defense, because indirectly, of course, it does mean that things have changed worldwide in terms of defense. And while it's always put ahead as a more preventive a way of avoiding conflicts, to invest into defense also means the possibility to one day use it. And obviously, for Europe, the entire idea of the European Union has always been to hold together in order to avoid potential future conflicts. And I guess I'm not alone in hoping that will also stay that way.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.